You've heard me rave about the Kel-Tec KSG shotgun for a long time, and the fact is, I cannot say enough good things about it. I mean, the KSG is the one that started it all, made ordinary shotguns obsolete, and still reigns supreme. But the big reason I keep raving about it is I'm also the proud owner of one, at least. And trust me, I really put the KSG to the test before adding it to my collection. It's perfect for home defense or tactical situations, and this 12-gauge is a reliable go-to that's easy to handle for everyone. The KSG shotgun is the first 12-gauge pump-action shotgun chambered for 3-inch shells, and with dual-tube magazines, offers a capacity of 12+1. Its downward shell ejection makes the KSG truly ambidextrous and ejects shells away from your face. It's compact, lightweight, and easy to maneuver and control. Learn more about the KSG shotgun at KeltecWeapons.com and follow Kel-Tec on social media. Visit KeltecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right, so first up, we got a few stories here for you. A Naples man capable of evading high-speed pursuit sticker was arrested for an unsuccessful evasion of cops in high-speed pursuit. Kind of didn't work. Collier County, Florida, 29-year-old Florida man motorcyclist faces multiple charges. He tried to flee from deputies over the weekend. And he was also apparently, he had the sticker, as I just said, capable of evading high-speed pursuit on his bike, and they followed him in a helicopter. He was running lights and all this stuff. He was going 110 miles per hour, and they finally got him and arrested him. So he was charged with felony high-speed reckless fleeing and eluding and resisting arrest. So that sticker was a lie. Let's see. A Florida man barges into a stranger's home claiming that he's a ghost and you can't see him. He is stark naked. There is also, I hate to say, there's also video. Yeah, so we can't really play the video because you know, it's one of them doorbell cams. But he gets out there and he shows up, he barges into the home. It was in Fort Myers, Florida. And he ended up, they did call police. He could actually, in fact, be seen. I don't have any other updates on him, but good heavens. Fox 35, a Florida man, I get nervous when dogs are involved. So this guy crashes his Ford Ranger into a fire hydrant. He's got his dog with him. And then when the police show up, he tries to get the officer's gun, but instead grabs his Jimmy. No, for real. That actually happened. Bunnell, Florida. A Florida man was arrested for allegedly crashing into a fire hydrant at a Flagler County racetrack. That's a gas station. And for trying to attack the arresting deputy. Damn, that mugshot is hardcore. This man's eye is swelled shut. And he's grimacing, if you can't see it, for the people who are not watching the simulcast. It was about 3:50-something on a Thursday, last Thursday. Frank Clement Jr., he was standing near the trunk and appeared intoxicated. He said he'd been drinking. He was advancing towards the deputy. They showed up after he ran into the hydrant. There was all this water flowing in the street. They said that Clement advanced towards the deputy in a threatening manner and then battered the deputy. That battery's, you know, grabbing someone by forcefully grabbing him, according to a press release. Now, witnesses said it looks like Clement was trying to reach for the deputy's gun, but he missed it by a little bit. Grabbed the Jimmy. That's all I'm saying. So he was charged with driving under the influence, with property damage, aggravated battery on a law enforcement officer, resisting an officer with violence, and also reckless driving. Now, the one thing, sadly, that is not included in this is any kind of update about the dog, because that's really what I care about. That's what we all care about. Yeah, I mean, goodness. And then, oh, gosh, what? I don't even know what if I, I don't, oh, I don't, can't read this one. I can't read this one at all. We had the one with the guy with the box over his head. We had that one already. But I'm telling you, I do want to know about the dog. I think I'm like trying to find out any kind of updates on the dog, and I can't. Like, stop speeding and being drunk in your car with dogs and kids and anybody else. Just don't. Tomorrow I'll tell you about the guy who got in trouble, got felony assault over while using chicken wings as a weapon. That's like a popular thing. Have you noticed in this segment? Does it seem like every time you turn around or open up your wallet, you're shocked at the changes that have directly impacted your life in just 2.5 years? There's something that you can do to protect the value of your hard-earned savings and retirement accounts. Contact the folks at American Hartford Gold and talk to them about your options in diversifying your assets. Empower yourself with opportunity. Hold on to the fruits of your hard work and protect your future. So do what I did and call the only precious metal dealers I trust, American Hartford Gold. Diversify your portfolio with physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside of your IRA or 401k. American Hartford Gold is the highest rated firm in the country with an A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Call today and they'll give you up to $5,000 of free silver on your first qualifying order. Call American Hartford Gold today at 866-887-1188. That's 866-887-1188 or text Dana to 998899. That's 866-887-1188 or text Dana to 998899. I see Waffle House is trending. Good. I like to get off the road, get in there, order me up eggs, bacon, chunked up home fries, sausage, English muffin, and a waffle. Good to go, man. Good to go. So, there's some things that are not right about this. Kane, do you have any ideas? Being that you and I are Waffle House aficionados.
That is true.
We have dined at many a Waffle House. I've done homework at a Waffle House. In the morning and at 1 in the morning. Actually, in the morning. I've only ever been there in the morning, I think. just thought about that. Only ever been in there at some point in the morning. But there's some things that are sticking out here. The first thought was, how do Waffle House enjoyers? You know, that one meme with Steve Buscemi. So here's the problem. Yeah. What the hell are home fries at a Waffle House?
Never heard of it. I mean, I know what they are, but
Waffle House. I know what home fries are, but what are they at the Waffle House?
They're called the hash browns.
Don't tell him that. He don't know. English muffin?
That's a good point. I didn't catch that one.
I only know because I hate English muffins. And I know that they... Has he ever been in one?
He is a fiction writer.
Let's
keep that in mind.
If you're going to fake something, why would you fake that? Like, why would you write something that's so obviously... I mean, there's not a home fry. You can get the, like now as Kane was saying, you can get the hash browns. But what is he talking about here? I mean, and you know how you can get them? The only chunked part of it is you can get a chunked hash brown. It's not home fries. It's a hash brown. You can get them smothered. You can get them covered. I think you can measure a person by how they get their hash browns at Waffle House. Oh, you know I'm right. You can measure them by how they get, however they order them. It's like a Rorschach test, sort of. But you can tell what type of person they are by how they get their hash browns. I've never understood the smothered. I know lots of people who get them smothered, but I've never understood that. You can get them, what's the other one when they put the mushroom caps, the cap. You can put mushrooms. I've never understood that. I've never actually seen anybody do that, but I know it's on the menu. Have you ever, how do you get your hash browns, Kane? Let me judge you right now.
What?
How'd you get your hash browns?
I used to get them, like back in the day, I used to get them covered and smothered.
You did both of those things?
Yep.
So it's like a Philly cheesesteak, but with hash browns.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
Now you can get them country. Now, I've had them like that before.
Yeah, country's actually
good. With the gravy on it. And then I can't remember the other ones. What are the other ones? I know you can put peppers on them. But anyway, there's no home fries, is my whole point. You can't get home fries. And I mean, unless it's a new, brand new addition on the menu.
They have a bunch of different new things on the menu, actually, I'm looking at right now. So they have the cheesesteak melt hash brown, the chicken melt hash brown, the sausage, egg, and cheese hash brown. Bacon,
I want
egg,
all
and
those
cheese
things.
Hash brown,
that
ham,
sounds
egg,
amazing.
And cheese hash brown, sausage, egg, and cheese hash brown, bacon, egg, and cheese grits bowl. Oh, they got the grits, too. I forgot about that.
He don't even know what grits are. Come on.
And then you can build your own hash brown bowl there.
Home fries are not the same thing, though. home fries are not that home fries are more like a poutine, like the what Canadians eat, the fries and gravy. Home fries are like the sliced or like you cube them up potato. They're not like shredded. So he has no clue what he's talking about.
No, it looks like the hash browns.
I just hate him. I just want to hate on him for a little bit.
The hash browns themselves on a plate, not a bowl, is only the scattered, smothered, and covered, and the all the way.
Golly, did you just say you can just get the bowls there?
Yeah.
You can I love that's how they do bowls, because everywhere else it's just without the carbs.
Right.
And it's just here's the protein carbs in a bowl, and at the Waffle House, you can get all your carbs with the cheese in it. That's their bowl. Gosh, I love it. I mean, it's one of the best restaurants that's ever existed on God's green earth. It really is. So he's never been there.
Yeah, maybe,
maybe
he was at a Waffle House. He just messed up.
Why would you be such a poser? He's such a poser. Who does this type of stuff? Who does this type of stuff? It's like watching Eric Greitens pretend to be in any way remotely Republican or conservative. You know? Out there like, oh, I like to order me up some eggs. Eggs and chunked up home fries. Who talks like that? Yes, I would like some chunked up home fries. Mm-hmm. That's not even what a hash brown is. An English muffin. You know what English muffins are? Biscuits of hate. Because do you like sand on your biscuit? Because that's what it is. It's a sandy biscuit. That's what an English muffin is.
Sandy hate biscuit.
It's a sandy hate biscuit. That's what an English muffin is. Have you eaten one? It's like, you're like, the hell is this grit? Why is that?
Yeah, I just went through the new menu here. I don't see any English muffins. They haven't added English muffins to the menu.
No, they haven't, because they aren't on there. Golly. Yeah, they don't exist. It's not on the menu. Now, you know how they invented the English muffin? Someone dropped it on the beach. It was their kid's biscuit, and they just dusted it off and handed it to their kid. That's what it was. I don't know if you guys knew that. Little known fact. You learn a lot of stuff here on the Dana Show. Yes, you do.
Fact, you say?
Yeah, it's a hashtag fact.
Got it.
When you put hashtag in front of it, it's indisputable. Oh. See, if I would have just said it's a fact, that's sus, right?
Questionable, right?
Yeah. So that's how do there, fellow breakfast eaters. I like how he thinks that people aren't going to question him. And I also, this is how he tries to, I guess, reach out to the common man. Like this. Don't you guys like your chunked up home fries? Yeah, sure there. Fed boy. How do, fellow Waffle House eaters? Hello.
You got the waffle part, right?
Yeah, he'd at least, well, Waffle House. I mean, he figured that much out.
Right.
Good heavens. I mean, this is the same guy who was like really good friends with J.K. Rowling. And then when the rage mob came for her, he like quietly backed away because he's a female copulatory organ. I have nothing nice to say about Stephen King, except the beginnings of his stories always start nice. And then he gives up halfway through. Oh, what the hell? Here's a giant spider. Who cares? I give up. Like, did we ever figure out what the deadlights? Did we ever figure that out? Did he give that up too? I mean, the hell. Oh, yeah, I read him. Uh-huh. Oh, I read him all throughout high school. Oh, I know. I'm not just hating on him for no reason. I actually own his stuff. Damn it. I'd burn it, but I already paid the money. Anyway. So, there's your Stephen King for the day. The latest data from the American Heart Association indicates that adults with fatty liver were 3.5 times more likely to have heart failure than those without. And the American Liver Foundation says that 100 million Americans have fatty liver. Start taking care of your liver with Liver Health Formula. You throw everything at your liver. Cholesterol, alcohol, toxins, Tylenol, statins, cigarettes. You shouldn't. And that's why so many people have a sluggish, fatty liver that makes you gain weight and lose energy. An all-natural supplement, which contains 12 clinically proven botanicals that help recharge and protect your liver. Liver Health Formula is manufactured right here in the USA and approved by American doctors. Now, when you try Liver Health Formula, you'll also get a free bottle of omega-3 to keep your heart healthy. Visit getliverhelp.com/Dana and take advantage of this special offer. That's getliverhelp.com/Dana. For decades, your liver has helped you with over 500 key functions daily. So take care of your liver with Liver Health Formula and get a free bonus gift at getliverhelp.com/Dana.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Listen to this. A planned 2020 FBI interview with Hunter Biden about his tax crimes never happened because the Biden transition team and the Secret Service were once again tipped off and they nipped it. That's according to an ex-agent. These whistleblowers are coming out. And I'm telling you what, we're going to dive into that more tomorrow. Inspectors find bed bugs at several Las Vegas strip hotels. No. Always, this is my rule. Whenever I go into a hotel room, anywhere, what do? First thing I do is I never put your suitcases or any item you have on the bed. I always put it like if there's the bathroom floor, I put my stuff on the bathroom floor. Then I go to the bed and I totally tear it apart. I remake it, but I tear it apart. I lift up the mattress. I look for any signs of bed bugs, and there are signs. Google it. And if I don't find it, sometimes, yes, you can get a portable blacklight thing, by the way. You can do all that stuff and portable UV. But I look, and if I'm, that has never gone away. That part of my germophobia has never, ever gone away. So anyway, this story, they say that the Las Vegas Strip, yeah, they got some best resorts, best hotels, but one of the hotels, Circus, they've got bed bugs. A guest was bitten in January of last year, and they apparently have been kind of fighting. They said they had another bed bug complaint and then another one. And so now they're learning through public records requests that health inspectors discovered bed bugs at six other strips. Caesars, Planet Hollywood, Palazzo. What? Kane and I are going to die. No. Tropicana, MGM, Grand, and Sahara. Because we like the Venetian Palazzo. I mean, really? Oh my gosh, before SHOT Show, we got a deep dive, dude. We got a deep dive. All right, I'm telling you. But I didn't find anyone when I was there because I took my bed apart. That's one of the places where I take my bed apart. Like, my husband just knows. He just is like, let her just do her crazy chick thing. Let her do it. All right, we got more. Where are we at? Oh, a woman finds a man showering in a Nashville hotel after an alleged arson. He like set something on fire and then went to have a shower. The heat is racist. What? You know that story, The Heat Is On? Who did that? Was that the Wang Chung people?
No. Who did that?
Who did that song? Everyone, make the internet be your Google. Hang on.
Stand by.
What'd you say, Steve?
Glenn stand by.
Oh, Glenn Fry? Yeah.
That was when everybody.
Oh, that's right. It was Beverly Hills.
Everyone got pissed. Everyone got mad at him because it was like a corny offshoot of like what he used to do for the Eagles, and everyone was like, "This is not a Glenn Fry song."
It was for that movie, though. I think.
Yeah, right? It was a Beverly Hills Cop. Anyway, instead of is on, is racist. The heat is racist.
Doesn't flow.
Nah, there's an extra syllable in there. What if we just like, how can we just shove it all together? The reason I say this is because that is an actual for real headline, guys. Someone over at The Guardian, because The Guardian, which is a British publication, instead of hiring like a meteorologist, they hired this butt munch who is, what's his name? Jeff Goodell. He's an award-winning climate journalist. Oh. Climate journalist. Do you know what a climate journalist is, Kane?
No.
They look outside and write about the weather.
Wow.
Open the window and look outside. It looks sunny and hot today.
You win awards for that?
Yeah, you win awards for that. Uh-huh. So, Jeff Goodell, the award-winning climate journalist, he says that racism is at the heart of the U.S. failure to tackle deadly heat waves.
What's at the heart?
The racisms. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So he talks about this one guy because he says that there's no federal rules related to heat exposure for workers indoors or out. And he says it's because, hi, have you heard of OSHA? You stupid moron. Guess what? If you come here illegally, you probably aren't going to be working with OSHA. Am I right? Good heavens. I mean, thoughts, Kane? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The heat is racist.
I'm unsure. I mean, is there any explanation in there as to, like, is it black people aren't allowed to get air conditioners? Like, what are they saying? What are they saying?
They're saying that heat is racist.
Oh.
Because someone who was, I mean, they say they talk about, I mean, and it's mainly like people who come in, whether I... I think they tried to skirt past the legal status of the people who are working outdoors. And they say that there aren't any federal regulations for heat, except there are. OSHA literally has like a whole thing about working in hot environments, and they have like they literally have a number of states even have their own temperature set standards for different things, and they have like they have OSHA recommendations for even thermostat settings and working in heat, et cetera, et cetera. There's all kinds of stuff that. So I don't know. I mean, yes, if you come in illegally, guess what? Your employer probably isn't going to be working with OSHA.
Right.
But what does that have to do with the weather being racist? You stupid moron, Jeff Goodell. How did this guy win an award? I don't know. Did he get a plaque for getting out of bed? Good job, Jeff. You got out of bed today.
If I'm in a job that works outdoors daily during the hot of the sun, I already know I need to prepare myself for that and maybe even pull myself away into the shade with a beverage if I'm feeling a little faint or whatever. Like, I think there's ways to deal with this without just going out there and blaming racism for the heat.
I mean, OSHA literally has an initiative called the National Emphasis Program that is related to working in the heat. So this guy... And I've noticed that the examples that he uses, because he wrote a book about this. I'm not going to tell you the title because I don't want anyone to buy it. It's garbage. It's trash. But he says that, oh, it's mostly black and brown workers. And he kind of omits the fact that, you know, when people come over illegally and they're working outside in the heat, that it kind of skirts past the whole legal status. And he gets into saying, basically, his accusation is that air conditioning, and it's cruel to make people work outside. And also air conditioning is, you know, that people aren't providing it because it's racist. He's not looking into, wow, let's see, people want to skirt the law and use cheap labor and exploit that and take advantage of it. And you're shocked that they wouldn't. I mean, it's just so dumb. This is the left. But, and he blames racism.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.